Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? This is Z.
And I'm True Worship.
And I'm KD.
And we are 360. And we go hard
on Real Talk
with Michael McFadden. Yeah.
We go hard for the Lord. Hey. And now we rest on mercy on the apologize for it.
Here we go.
Now we still pray for deep in it.
What's up, world? This is DeMario Street.
So cry now, cry later.
And you are now tuned in to Real Talk.
Real Talk?
With Michael McFadden. You definitely gonna cry if you miss this show, y'all.
Hello. With your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And now, it's Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Check one, check two. Yes, my mic sounds right. Yes, it must be 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Yes, we must be broadcasting live from the third floor right here in Powder Springs, Georgia. April 13th, 2015, show number 405 if you count. You thought I missed count. You must be crazy. Hey, shout out to Inner Circle for the track. My man Fat, my homie C. What up, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call the show tonight is simple. 347-994-2063. It only took me like 317 shows to memorize that number because I was so dependent on reading it. So what I did was just use my brain. Sometimes you gotta do that. I give somebody $5 right now if you can call in and tell me your spouse's telephone number without cheating. Better yet, tell me one of your kids' telephone numbers. Maybe your spouse's number is a little bit too easy. Hey, shout out to everybody that's on social networking. As a matter of fact, we're on social networking right now. You can check us out on Facebook, Michael McFadden on Facebook. You can also check us out on Instagram and Twitter.
Hello.
The number DC. The number DC. DC, the number
Don't
two, ATL. How about I try that one more again? Instagram and Twitter, DC2ATL, DC, the number 2, ATL. And I got a cool site that you can check out. It's called MipTags, M-I-P-T-A-G-S, MipTags.com. Search DC2ATL. You can check us out right there, too. I like that because it's all your social networking stuff right there in one spot. You know what I mean? MipTags.com. Hey, got some birthdays today. Or you know what? You can just go to MichaelMcFadden.com. How about that? Hey, happy birthday to my man Rodney. He's celebrating a birthday today. Edith is celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday to you. Also, happy birthday to Pamela. Early birthday today, Tasha. Tell her happy birthday. Also, happy birthday to Precious, one of my real estate partners. And I got to give a big, big, special happy birthday shout out to, you know, you got to claim them. You gotta claim Kamario McFadden. Happy birthday to you, my man. He plays for the Carolina Panthers. I'm still calling my nephew. But Kamario is celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Kamario. We talked to him this morning on the morning show. He said they're gonna be cranking up OTAs here in a couple of weeks. But he was in Atlanta this weekend. He got his party on. But you know, when parties don't start until 10:30, chances of you seeing me at your party, if it started at 10:30, slim to none. Y'all, for real. That's just how it is. Hey, I got a great show for you tonight. Joining me tonight, she is the, how you say it? She is the screenwriter, the writer, director, producer, and she's also starred in the new stage play. It's called He Who Finds a Wife. Tonight, we got the whole cast joining us. Yup. So I got Princess and Brian Elmore, Gentry Hollywood Weeks is going to be hanging out with us. Also, Latoya Maddox, Doc Pierce, and James Bush. All of them going to hang out with us today. And we're going to talk about the play that you can check out October 10th, 5 p.m. at Douglas High. But we're going to tell you all about that. So they're going to hang out with us today.
Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And you asked for it, and now you got it. The normal cast is back tonight. Niecy G is in the building. Niecy has the latest on this another cop shooting. I think it's in Oklahoma this time. And she has what the police officer told
the guy. But you know what? I'll let Nisi tell you all about it. Also, she's got the latest on Tina Knows and my man Drizzy Drake. She got some news on Drake. And also coming by, your sports guy, my sports guy, our sports guy, Keith Robbins, is hanging out with us. Keith is a little happy today because his son is back for spring break. I think Kayla's been gone for like 10 days. Malik was gone for 7-8 days. Yeah, so our sports guy is back. We're going to highlight Keith Roberts. The preseason, baseball has started. Basketball season is almost over with. And hockey season is crunk up. Who else is playing? The NBA playoffs. Because you know what? Keith has a lot to talk about tonight, as always. And you know what? I'm going to give you the latest on this APS trial. The sentencing was supposed to go down today. I'll let you know the latest on that. Nisi G, we'll talk about that. So we got a whole lot to talk about. Real Talk with Michael McFadden is back. Show number 405. Hey, don't go nowhere, because when we come back, we hadn't heard from her in a while. Well, I talk to her all the time. I ain't gonna lie. That's my buddy. Like, we friends outside the show, too. But when we come back, Nisi G is in the building with what's going on. Show number 405. Real Talk.
We're going to skate to one song only.
This is happening.
So I ball so hard, they want to find me. But first, they got to find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this is crazy. Y'all don't know that those things fade. And as we go, 0 for 82 when I look at you like you was crazy. Ball so hard, square. We ain't even supposed to be here. Ball so hard, this we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo to go Michael. Take your pick. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. Ball so hard, got a broke clock. Roll leaf that don't tick-tock. All the Mars that's losing time, hitting behind all these big rocks. What's also her? I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris, get messed up too. What's also her? Let's get faded. Liberties for like 6 days. Gold bottles, gold models. Spilling ace on my 6 days. What's also her? Behave. Just might let you meet, yay. Shot town, B-Rose. Moving the next, BK. What's also her? You wanna find me?
That's great. That's crack. That's crack. That's crack. That's crack. She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I'm saying, look, you need to crawl for your bar. Come and meet me in the bathroom style. And show me why you deserve to have it all. That's crack. Ain't it Jay? What she order?
What she order?
Fish fillet.
Ball,
your whip so cold. This whole thing. Act like you ever be around my like this a game. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. That bitch don't wanna dance. She's my friends, but I'm in France. I'm just saying. Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
Was Gucci my was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my captains in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
getting the people going.
Also, y'all gonna find me.
Liberty Tax wants to know, what would you do with an extra $50?
I'd put gas in my car.
I'd pay my cell phone bill.
Liberty Tax wants to know, what you do with an extra $50? Check our Facebook page for an upcoming special promotion. When we do your taxes, we'll give you $50. Bring your W-2, get your taxes done, and walk out with $50, no matter what your refund is. Find us at LibertyTax.com or call 866-871-1040 today to find an office near you. Liberty Tax, where you'll get cash and your taxes done on the spot.
I gotta call this prostate dude. I gotta get my prostate checked. It's been on my spirit.
I checked it.
No. Shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I gotta really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even got to take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up for your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. It's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
Somebody did that.
Huh?
Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right?
Oh.
Man? We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and we're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
Real Talk, Michael McFadden, show number 405, if you count, April 13th, 2015. I know y'all missed us at our regular time. Schedule been a little crazy, but we're working it out. So it's all good. Don't forget, we got a great show lined up for you today. Keith Roberts is back tonight. Our sports guy is going to be hanging out with us. We got a whole lot of sports to talk about, NFL, baseball, basketball playoffs about to crank it up. And his son is back from spring break. He's been gone for like 100 days, it seems like, because Keith been crying all week. So he's going to be back. And also, I got the cast of Tamela Coleman's new play, He Who Finds a Wife, which is going to be in Atlanta October 10, 2015 at the Douglas High School Auditorium. You can actually get tickets right now at tcpraise.com. But we got Princess Bryan, Miss Gentry, Hollywood Weeks is going to be hanging out with us, Latoya Maddox, Doc Pierce, and James Bush is going to be hanging out. So it's going to be a fun conversation and talk about the play and how you can become part of play. Bam! And we're back. Our first guest, who's not really a guest because she's a regular here with us, she's been here since show number 3. Do I say a different number all the time? 3, 4, but from the beginning. Now we're on show number 405, and she's back. I hadn't heard her voice on radio in a long time, but she's back with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in the building because I can see her. My girl, Nisa G. Welcome back.
Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Girl, what are you doing?
I am relaxing, chilling, missing being on the show, trying to figure out what was going on. I got fired, didn't know about it.
Girl, please, you tenured like a Princeton professor. You can never get fired, girl.
All righty. I appreciate that.
Yeah. How's your daughter doing?
My daughter is doing wonderful. She just got off
of
spring break a couple weeks ago. She's doing big things. She's doing great. She really is.
Okay, good. So how was your spring break?
Unfortunately, we don't get those in the adult life. So I'm
true.
Still waiting on mine.
That is oh so true. Oh so true. Well, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to a couple of days at somebody beach or something. But, you know, next month is May and we got Vegas coming up. I don't want to say it too loud. I don't want people to think I'm happy about going to Vegas. You know how y'all women can get.
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me of a story I read today. Did you hear about it?
Please tell us.
Okay. So it's a rapper out there called Young C, Young Chris or somebody, YC.
Okay.
And he
okay.
went to Vegas to get married this weekend. And he went to the bar, started having drinks, and he started tipping the waitress. She's like, well, you know, I can get off in a little bit. He's like, oh, really? So he, in his opinion, thought, well, if it's before the wedding, it won't count for nothing. Well, his fiance, Tia, got wind of what was going on, and she called off the wedding. And it's like, oh, no. We will not be doing this. So he thinks that they'll be able to mend this situation maybe down the line. But he thinks right now she's just angry because he would embarrass her in front of her family and friends who all had came to Vegas to participate in the ceremony.
Oh, that's so sad. But somebody did get married over the weekend. I don't know if they got shotgun married in Vegas or is Tina expecting. Is that why she got pregnant? I mean, why she got married?
I sure hope not. Not at the age of, I think, 63. But Tina
okay.
knows, Beyonce's mom. she went over the weekend. She actually got married on Sunday to actor Richard Lawson. Actually, she's 61, not 63. I ain't going to put no more years on her than she already has. But anyway, hopefully she's not expecting. But she did marry actor Richard Lawson. I'm not sure what his credentials are, what he played in or starred in. But, yeah, so congratulations to Miss Tina Knowles. She said, sure, the Matthew can do it. I can, too.
For real, it's might as well tie the knot. And they're a good-looking couple. They look pretty good. Hold on, is it the same Richard Lawson from hold on, I'm trying to see if this is the same dude. Richard Lawson, she tied a knot. And I'm looking at, is he 68? Is he about that age?
Yep, he's 67.
You know what? That's him right there. He played in, I'm going to tell you, he played in For Colored Girls. He also played in Poltergeist back in 1982. Y'all probably don't remember that. He played in How Stella Got His Groove Back. Let's see. Yeah, so he's one of those cats, like if you see him in a movie, you're going to be like, oh, him.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm looking at his picture right now. I'm looking at it right now. The only thing I was trying to see is, I remember when Solange got married and she was there with somebody. It don't look like maybe that's him. Maybe it was. But anyway,
yeah,
congratulations.
That's, Wag the Dog and Sugar Hill, the old Sugar Hill. What else he played? He played in a bunch of black movies, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about real black movies, like Black Fist, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it looks very familiar when I'm looking at the picture. So, yeah.
So cool. Well, right. Congratulations to them. Now, I hear that Drake and Madonna are engaged after that kiss.
Well, maybe Madonna might have wanted to, but it appears from Drake's look and his reaction after the kiss, he was not too pleased. I'm talking about a kiss that took place this weekend. They had the annual music festival called Coachella. And Drake was performing, and he was sitting in a chair. Madonna came out to sing her little verse. And as she, after she sang her verse, she just planted a kiss on Drake. Long kiss, maybe lasted a couple of seconds. Well, immediately following, he like wiped his mouth and looked of disgust. Now, he claims that the look of disgust wasn't because of the kiss. It was basically because of some lipstick that she had on, which in the photos, it doesn't appear that she has on lipstick, but maybe it was some type of clear lipstick or, you know, you do have these new colors that look like your lip color. But anyway, he claimed that was why his reaction was the way it was, which definitely showed like he was kind of disgusted. And then he was like, what the F just happened?
Now, did you see the video? Did you see the video?
I did.
I didn't think he was like disgusted. It didn't look like he was disgusted to me. I don't know if I was just looking at. I had to look at it again because I kind of watched it on the phone this morning, and I just got to look into the video. I don't know if it was of disgust, but I'm saying it's Madonna though. Why wouldn't you want to tongue kiss Madonna? Well, not you personally, but
right. Considering how many lips she might have been kissing on. I don't know. I probably wouldn't want to kiss her either if I was a guy. You know, I wouldn't want to kiss her as a female, period. Whereas a guy, I might not either. But anyway, you know. Who
knows? Some people be laughing at. Do people still be tongue kissing and stuff? That's like the question. I don't know. Like, still politically correct in these days, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Listen. Each his own. I know I'd have probably been mad too. Like, what? Well, I don't know where your lips been thick.
Hilarious. See, that's why we're glad you're back, Lisa G. Now, since you've been gone, like, we've heard a couple of cases. This is Mike Brown. I think we talked about Mike Brown before we took our hiatus for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was just recently the gentleman up in New York,
Eric Garner.
Eric Garner. And the gentleman just a couple of weeks ago that got shot in the back by that police officer in South Carolina. It's just been so many damn police shootings that I can't keep up. But then you told me about a new one. I don't know if it's new, but just new to me up in Oklahoma.
Yeah, so right off of the incident where for once in all, a police officer was charged, and that's Michael Slager. I'm talking about the incident of the killing of Walter Scott that happened in South Carolina. Well, another video has surfaced. This video is about a shooting that happened in Oklahoma. Eric Harris, who was an unarmed black man, apparently led police on a police chase, got out and started running. And the video clearly shows up to the point where he was running. And then someone actually was videoing it beyond that point. And so when they finally did catch up to him, the officer had him on the ground, and he shot him. And he immediately said, oh, I thought that was my taser. And the guy says, he shot me. And he was like, why'd you run? You know, what the F did you run for? He was like, I didn't do nothing. He said, you didn't do nothing. You ran. And he was like, oh, my God, I'm losing my breath. And the police officers heard saying, F your breath.
Oh, wow.
The guy later died. And so I can only imagine that after this video has been released and after the swift action that South Carolina took, the Oklahoma will probably follow suit and take swift action against the officers involved in this incident as well. So it's unfortunate. I get tired of talking about it. Again, I think you and I both have said our sentiments about how unless we start rallying and getting behind mm-hmm. every shooting, not just cop-initiated shootings, not just white-on-black shootings. When we get up in arms about every shooting that happens, I think we'll start seeing some changes. And I'm not saying that we need to wait to that point to see changes, because I am tired. I'm so sick of reporting on these stories or reading these stories about, you know, cops shooting unarmed black men. And unfortunately, what's happening now, well, fortunately, what's happening now is that a lot of this is being caught on tape. Because without
right.
the tape,
and that's what I was gonna
it was
ask.
Always, you know, kind of kicked to the side and being investigated, and then they say it was justified.
Let me ask you this, and this is just, you know, just your personal opinion. Do you think that there are more shootings from police officers to citizens or to blacks? Do you think it's an epidemic, or do you think that it's the age of social media and cameras and video now, how we can take a shooting of a black man or anybody for that matter, post it on social network and it goes viral and then it becomes an epidemic? What's your opinion?
I don't believe it's an epidemic. Let me say this. I believe it's an epidemic, but I don't think it's a new epidemic. I think this has been going on
okay.
for years. And I think, like you said, social media now in the era of videotaping and smartphones and video everywhere, I think now it's just coming out more. So we hear about these
mm-hmm.
stories more. And with social media, you know, whereas before, if a story happened in South Carolina, it pretty much stayed in South Carolina. It made the South Carolina news,
right.
but that was it. It didn't make national platforms. With social media now, it's making national platforms. So I don't
mm-hmm.
think this is something that is new happening. I think it's been going on. I think that's why you see it so frequently. It's because the officers have not adjusted yet to start changing their behavior. I think this is a behavior they've been carrying on for years, and they've been getting away with it for years. And now they really haven't adjusted to the fact that you're being watched by so many different cameras and videos, and people are, you know, taking out their cameras immediately when they see something going on, and now it's coming out
mm-hmm.
and, you know, into the focus of really what's going on. So I don't
know.
But then we got go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I want you to complete your thought, because then I want to tell you about another
okay.
story.
Okay. I was going to say that, like, for us, where I am right now with this whole cop violent thing, it shouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason that a police officer should be shooting an unarmed man, whether he's black, white, or whatever. There's no reason that a police officer should shoot someone in the back like that. But it goes back to the root of how we got in this situation. You know, all lives are precious, and I think that the way the picture is being painted on police officers right now, why in the hell would you run from a police officer? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why
exactly.
in the hell would you give a police officer any kind of inkling or reason to pull his gun? Like, if you know if you feel like these cops are crazy and that they're shooting unarmed black men for no reason at all, don't give them a reason to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay, you want to be
exactly.
big and bad. You want to you want to become famous on social media and social networking. Guess what? That cop, as soon as you run, you've already given them a reason to pull out his weapon and fire on you. So, I mean, that's where I am. But an unjustified killing is an unjustified killing, and I definitely don't condone that.
Exactly. That's my sentiments, exactly. And that's why, you know, about probably a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, even before the South Carolina story came out, I just kind of reminded my son, like, listen, if you ever are stopped, just, you know, and my son, I really fear for him because he's hearing impaired. And I feel sometimes like if he's ever stopped and the police may give him some type of command from behind and he doesn't
mm-hmm.
understand
mm-hmm.
it or hear it, that, you know, they may shoot him saying, oh, well, he reached for something and he just said another. So I'm like, please, babe, just get down on your knees until you can explain to them that you're hearing impaired, and then try to, mm-hmm. as best as possible, follow every command that they give to you. You know, that's my fear. But, you know, that's the world we live in, and I just got to keep reminding him, you know, thank God I have a son who pretty much followed the law. You know, he never been in trouble. So, and I pray that his face this way. But, you know, it's unfortunate that you got to constantly reinforce these messages to young boys and our young men to tell them how to react when they, you know, encounter police officers.
Right. And there was a seminar in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. It might have been last week, and they talked about, you know, what to do if you're pulled over by the police. I hope the first words that came out of their mouth was to respect the police officer. I think that's the part that we're forgetting to teach, is respect law enforcement. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, if you do that, or better yet, stay out of damn trouble. How about that?
Stop
riding around with bad tags and sagging pants and smelling like weed and Black and Mild and Hennessy. My bad.
Exactly.
That was so stereotypical. My bad. Sorry about that.
Hey, listen, but that's the first part. Is stay out of trouble. Stop even putting yourself in these situations. But I wanted to follow up with that story to say, you remember the Suge Knight incident where he had this, where he's facing murder right now for a hit-and-run crash. Well, one of the guys who was involved in this altercation got on the stand on Friday and cried and said that he was not a snitch, so he was not going to be snitching, and he was not the man that they was going to use to send Suge Knight to jail. Can you believe this?
Are you serious?
I am very serious. And this goes back to where we talk about, you know, this code, this ethic of how we handle certain when we disrespect police officers, or even when we have a crime and you know who the perpetrator is, this whole no snitching thing is just, it's out of control. Yeah, Cleabone Sloan is the person's name. Right. Sloan got emotionally declared he doesn't want to be used to send this man to prison. He added, I screwed up and Terry's dead. From what he was saying he takes part of the blame in his friend Terry Carter's death, and somehow trying to take some of the heat off of Suge Knight. But another, analyst who listened to his story said actually, in saying that, he almost implicated Suge by saying he's not going to be the one to snitch on him, basically implying that Suge did something worthy of
right.
Wow. So, you know, not sure how it's going to be handled, what's going to happen with this case, but it just, the saga continues.
Well, I tell you what, DCG, if we're ever pulled over in a car and it's a pound of weed in the trunk of the car, the first thing I'm going to say is, officer, that's DCG weed.
You ain't got to worry. You ain't even got to worry, because trust me, if it's my car, it ain't going to be there. And if it's your car, I'm going to be like, sir, I don't know what his car. This is his car. You check the registration. I'm just a passenger. And you best believe I'm snitching. Don't do nothing around me if you don't want the folks to know.
Oh, my goodness. Niecy, awesome. Welcome back. Tell everybody how to keep in touch with you, DCG.
Look, I can't even remember, but they can find me on Twitter. I am NeceyG. They can find me at Facebook.com/NeceyNate. Or they can find me at NeceyGblog.com. That's NeceyGblog.com.
And y'all just remember, if you ever in an interrogation room with NeceyG or on an episode of First 48, she's snitching on y'all.
I'm snitching.
She
don't
is
do
snitching.
It around me.
Bye, NeceyG. I'll holler at you.
Peace.
Peace, my girl, DCG. You can check her out every Monday, Wednesday, right here. Hold on, I didn't mean to do that. Turn it down a little bit. You can check her out every Monday night, Wednesday night, Real Talk with Michael McFadden. When we come back, I got the cast of He Who Finds a Wife. I'm too excited. I'm happy to be back. Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 405. We'll be right back.
Liberty Tax wants to know, what would you do with an extra $50?
I put gas in my car.
I pay my cell phone bill.
Liberty Tax wants to know what you do with an extra $50. Check our Facebook page for an upcoming special promotion. When we do your taxes, we'll give you $50. Bring your W-2, get your taxes done, and walk out with $50, no matter what your refund is. Find us at LibertyTax.com or call 866-871-1040 today to find an office near you. Liberty Tax, where you'll get cash and your taxes done on the spot.
I gotta call this prostate dude. I gotta get my prostate checked. It's been on my spirit.
I checked it.
No. Shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I gotta really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even gotta take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up with your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. We are doing a, it's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
Somebody did that.
Huh?
Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right, man? Oh. We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and you're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
Right now, you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 405, if you're counting. Hey, don't forget, coming up a little bit later, my man, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is going to be dropping by. I had the whole cast reunited tonight. Shout out to my girl, Niecy G. She killed it. She thought, how we going to let Niecy G go? She's been here since show number 3.
405. Girl, you is tenured, like I said. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., it's the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. You can check us out every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9. Visit the website, tgsmm.com. As a matter of fact, our next guest was a guest with us on the show. I think it was last week. Her new play is called He Who Finds a Wife. It's going down October 10th, 2015 at the Douglas High Auditorium. You can actually purchase tickets right now at tcpraise.com. And not only do I have Miss Tamla Coleman, I got the whole cast, and we're going to holler at them. Ladies and gentlemen, she is in the building. Miss Tamla Coleman, hey there.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome back. How was your spring break?
Oh, it was good. My husband and I traveled to Callaway Garden, so that was pretty nice.
Nice.
Pretty nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you came on the show, you came on the morning show before spring break, right?
Yes, last Tuesday.
Yeah, you were there before. Yeah, you came out of Tuesday. I'm glad you guys got an opportunity to go hang out and have a good time. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. You know, when people come back from vacation, they say, back to reality. Like, when I'm on vacation, that's my reality.
I know. I wish it was my everyday reality, you know. But
We working on it. We are really working
yes.
on it.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I tell you what, we were excited to have you on the morning show. Definitely excited about having you on Real Talk. But tonight, we got the whole cast. And you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring the cast on, and then we're going to talk about the play. I'm going to ask y'all some crazy questions about, you know, who the diva is and all that kind of stuff. And just because I bring this person up first does not mean she's the diva, but Gentry Hollywood Weeks. Hey.
What's up?
What's up, Hollywood?
What's
How you been?
On? I'm doing well.
Good. How was your spring break?
It was pretty quiet. You know, hung around the house mostly. Went out and got a movie. You know, went down at the bar and got a hot dog. You know.
What'd you get on that hot dog? You did you get coleslaw on that?
Yeah, 10-inch slaw dogs all the way.
ATL shouting. Hey, hold on. I'm going to bring next person up. Princess, good evening.
Good evening, Michael. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm asking everybody about their spring break, so I guess I'm not going to ask you about your spring break. How was your weekend?
My weekend was absolutely wonderful. You know, I was working through spring break. I don't get breaks like that, unfortunately.
I know. I heard grown people don't get spring break, but it's all good.
Okay.
Jen, you got me on speaker. I mean, Princess, you got me on speakerphone.
Well, you know what? I'm in the car, but let me take you off the speaker. Hold on 1 second.
All right. And while you do that, we're going to holler at LaToya. Hey, LaToya.
Hey, what it do? What it do?
Oh, man, we got a full house tonight. So I asked everybody about their spring break and their weekend. How was your Monday?
My Monday was a little rainy. It was a little rainy. Yeah, but that's all right because, you know, all you do, you know, we had to hit up that Series 7, you know what I'm saying, see what was good, you know, go ahead and whip on out there, see what was good. That's what we did.
Now, LaToya, it was funny as I was watching Furious 7, I was recognizing streets in Atlanta. You got to be from Atlanta to be able to recognize those streets, like down there by the Federal Building and over there by Freeman's. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm. I did, you know, and I have a tendency, you know, to just slide into those types of places, but, you know, they had it blocked off, so it kind of hurt my feelings that I couldn't, you know, make my little debut in that little Furious 7, but that's okay, because when they do that, hey, oh, yeah, I'm coming in straight. When they do that, I'm coming. Oh, yeah. Ain't no stopping. I'm on the way.
I can already tell this play is going to be off the chain. Let me bring some testosterone in here because the ladies are taking over. Ladies and gentlemen, also starring in the play, He Who Finds a Wife, my man Brian. What's happening, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Man, I am excellent. Brian, okay, so I asked about spring break weekend Monday, Gentry hit the varsity and got her chili slaw dog. Toya tried to get in Fast 7 and got locked up and was down at Wright Street for 72 hours. So, Brian, I gotta ask you, Brian, did you get an opportunity to check out the free HBO and Cinemax this weekend? Because I was on that Cinemax, and you know they be showing them grown-up movies at night. They just be hunching, but they be showing them at night.
Oh my.
No, I didn't get to check out none of that stuff, man. You know, wives don't let me do that no more.
Hello.
No more.
And last but not least, let me bring my man Doc. Doc, welcome to the show.
What's going on, brother?
Man, nothing much, man. We are having a good time already. Doc, how was your spring break, man? Let me get back to the regular quest.
Spring break was awesome, man. I was with my daughter. Went out to Six Flags, Dave and Buster's. We had an awesome time.
Oh, yeah. Y'all did all the good Six Flags stuff. Was it crowded at Six Flags?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Say what now?
Was it crowded at Six Flags?
Yeah, it was packed. It was packed, and it was packed with a bunch of bumblebees and wasps. They was out there on the lick. So, I think it was more bumblebees and wasps out there than it was people. You know what I'm saying?
But we still
had a good time. We didn't get stung in the process. You know, I got a funnel cake with some strawberries and stuff on top, so I'm good.
Oh, nice! I know that thing set you back. That thing set you back about $19, I'm sure.
Well, it was about $1,000. I took out a credit limit for it. So by the end of the summer, I should be through paying for it. I think I'm going to try to GoFundMe account on Facebook for my future funnel cake. So everybody out there listening to Radio Land, please help. It's for my child. It's for my baby. You know, so help the children. Help the children.
Oh, y'all, I'm crazy. And last but not least, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is my man James. James, it's you.
Sometime. What's going on?
Okay, yeah, sometime. What's happening, James?
Hey, man, I'm trying to make it. How you feel, babe?
Man, I am awesome, man. I got to say, man, thank you guys for dropping by. I tell you what, we wanted to put this thing together in studio for the morning show, and I know we're going to make it happen. We got plenty of time to make it happen. I can't wait to get
definitely,
all y'all together
definitely.
In studio so we can have this conversation. And Tamla, I'm going to start with you, Tamla, and this cast. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
This chance that you got, we've been laughing for the past.
I know, right?
Introducing everybody. How do you get through rehearsal?
I'm probably the only sane one. I just look at everybody like, James kind of got me the first rehearsal, you know, our first rehearsal. Because, you know, I'm kind of really laid back. And when I saw him, I was like, oh, my God, he's out there. But it's a good thing.
Wow.
So he and Brian Elmore, they pretty much kind of, you know, neck and neck a little bit. But, yeah, I'm glad to be working with this cast. I'm excited. I'm delighted to be working with them. Actually, Gentry and I and Francis grew up in the same church. So,
mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah.
And Gentry, I was going to ask, Gentry, this is your first time working with Tamla. You guys worked on another project before, right?
Not exactly. Cameron was in her first production. My son was in her first production. But this is our first time actually really working together on a project. It's such. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, how is it working with Tamla? We had her in studio, and she seems real quiet and soft-spoken. Is that different when rehearsals are going on?
No. She is soft spoken, that is, but she's very open, you know. So,
she curses.
As time draws nigh, you know, that. What did you say? Oh my God.
She really?
She curses a lot.
I didn't hear that comment.
Oh my goodness.
You don't want to hear it, Tim. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you. I didn't hear that one. I'm glad I didn't hear that one.
Cussing and praying at the same time.
Right, exactly. Ask your forgiveness in that third breath. Now, Princess and Brian, you guys have an awesome off-camera relationship. Not awesome relationship, but y'all are married. How cool is it working with your spouse every day, Princess?
Well, Michael, let's see.
First, wow. Michael, you went to the wrong person. You're supposed to come with the lay down brother first. Not...
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me give the radio version. It's wonderful.
You can't get no better than that.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, why would you ask? I mean, I'm working with my husband. We have no issues, no problems, no nothing. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
Hey, Brian.
Next question.
Brian, I just muted her mic, and she can't hear what you say, man. How do you answer that question?
Oh, man, I might have said it like this, man. It's cool. It's not wonderful. It's not great, but it's cool. We cool like that when it comes to working. At home, everything is lovely and great. But, you know, it's cool. She's my agent. Every job I get for my plays, it comes from my wife. I don't even have to go to audition.
There you go. There you go. Hey, guys, if you're just joining us and you think that you are listening to the party line from 1979, that cost $5.99 a minute because they told you it was free, and then your mama got that phone bill, and she's like, who the hell is calling the party line? It's not the party line. We're talking to Tamela Coleman. She is the writer of He Who Finds a Wife. The play is going down October 10th. Be quiet so I can say the ad. The play is going down October 10th. 2015, 5 p.m. at the Douglas High Auditorium. You can actually grab tickets at tcpraise.com. And we got the entire cast hanging out with us today. Princess, Brian, Hollywood, LaToya, Doc, and James. And LaToya, I wanted to ask you, working on a stage play with these characters that we have on the line today, what is it about working, you know, about acting that you enjoy?
Well, that's the whole part of acting that I do enjoy, being around these types of characters. It's never a dull moment, never a dull moment. We're always laughing, we're always joking, and while we're getting to the script, everyone feeds off each other. So, you know, if you have that kind of energy around you all the time, you can't help but just press forward and give it your all. So that's the best part about acting, is just being around such great people, just being around such an awesome energy. That's the best part about it.
Oh, that was good.
Hey, Doc. Yeah, it really was. The title of the play is He Who Finds a Wife. Y'all are hilarious. Doc, the play is called
Hey, y'all
he
be quiet so I can
wife.
Hear my question. Back. Go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
Hey, thanks, Doc.
No, man.
Hey, Doc,
she just gave a good
that,
answer,
Doc.
Man. That was a good answer, man. I got like tears in my eyes right now, man. That was a good answer. Okay, but go ahead, sir. I'm listening. Let me get some tissue right quick.
Doc, tell the people one more time for me, Doc.
All right. Everybody, please be quiet. Please. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Doc. Hey, the title of the play, man, He Who Finds a Wife. When you read the script, man, and the character that you play in the play, tell us a little bit about your character and what we're gonna learn about Doc in this play.
All right. Okay. Well, my character name is Jesse, and when I was presented with the opportunity and I read the script, I said, okay, well, this is a challenging role for me because it's dealing with I'm a businessman who's constantly working and not paying attention to my wife, and I'm in jeopardy of losing my wife. And for me in real life, you know, I just never dealt with, like, losing my woman to another man or female. So it's going to be a challenging role to play this or whatnot, but that's basically it. You know, I'm looking forward to the challenge.
That's awesome.
That's my brother.
And James, let me ask you.
That's my brother.
Huh?
Yeah, that's my brother. We got different daddies though, but that's my brother.
Nah, that got the same mama. Y'all good.
Yeah, we got the same mama. We got different daddies though. If you look at the picture, you know, you can tell we got different daddies. That's my brother.
No. Hold up. Wait a minute. Mama Lula was only married one time, so you know what? This ain't working. So, I know.
that he had, you guys have the same father. I mean, no, let's not. I have to talk to Mama Lulu about that.
what they call it now? Blended families? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I don't know what they call them, but I know what Mama Lula told me.
All right, Mike, you had a question, man. I interrupted. I'm sorry. What you got for me, Ms. James?
No, that's right. Hey, Jay. Yeah, I was coming to you next, James, and I was going to ask you about that moment when, you know, like the title of the play says itself, "He Who Finds a Wife." If you had to do a sentence after that, what would that sentence be?
Finds life. Finds his way to heaven. You know, and I just think that when you find your wife and your mate and you're settled, that is your gate to heaven, because if you do everything right, you know, the good word already tells you that blessings will fall upon you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Man, get my sister out. Now which character you play, Jay?
That was good alpha too.
Which character you play?
He got a scrapbook in front of him.
Mike, what did you say?
Hey, Doc, get him in check, Doc. Get him quiet for me, Doc.
Hey, y'all be cool.
All right, everybody shut down.
We ain't going to no more. We ain't going to come back on the show no more. Y'all be cool,
no,
man.
That's right.
James, what character you play, James?
Man, I'm Terrence, man. Terrence is a good husband and provider. He loves his wife, and she's going through some issues right now. And, you know, and I'm going to save the rest of it for the play because I want it to come out. But she's having some issues that she's dealing with now, and it's very challenging for him because it's something that she has said that has happened to her, and he has no control. Usually as a man, we want to fix it. But in this situation and what she's dealing with, he can't fix it. Ain't nothing he can do, ain't nothing he can say. So it puts him in a challenging position to say, hey, you know what? Let me depend on God and Mama Lula.
Hey, LaToya, let me ask you this question, LaToya. If you had to remove any vow from the current wedding vows, which one would it be?
Let me see. I think it'll probably be that rich or poor thing right there. That ain't God. I don't know who put that in there, but that wasn't him. Because my Bible says that money answers all things. I don't know about that part right there.
Well.
Me and Jesus got to talk about that thing. Because how you going to say money answers all things, but then I got to deal with you when you talk? That ain't Jesus. That ain't him. That part right there. You know, because I can deal with the healing. You know, it's written, you know, sickness and in health. You know, because God is a healer. But that broke thing, no. No. That's not the Lord. That is not God. That's not him at all. Hallelujah. Glory. Shalom.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesse Hollywood Weeks. Same question for you, Hollywood. If you had to remove any vow from the current wedding vows, which one would it be?
Well, you got to run them down to me, so I've never heard them before. So
sickness and health, you know, richer for poor, till death do us part.
I might have to go on and go with my girl on that rich and poor thing. Because I mean, you don't pick a man when it's down. You know, if he get down sick, you don't just kick him to the curb and that. You know, and then life and death is something we don't have control over. But as you said, that rich and poor thing, we can work on that. We can work that part out. We can do something about that.
Y'all are hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And Princess and Brian, I got to ask you guys, with your marriage, as we heard how much y'all love to work together on stage and all that good stuff, y'all love it to death. What, what's the best piece of advice that you could give? Like, you know, you guys are married and doing a great job and working together and all that kind of stuff. What's the key? What has been the key to success in your marriage so far?
Oh, wow. That's a really easy question, Michael, because to be honest with you, haven't always been sunshiny days. So I have to say you have to keep God in the midst of it, definitely, because if he is not the third string in that relationship, it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. We've tried. We've been there. We've been through trials, tribulations, hard times, and the worst times. And that has to be the only thing that actually has kept us together. And when we go out and have that time together and we talk about it, we have to say, you know, I don't know what God is, why he's looking over our union, but it has to be because we always kept him at that third string. He was always in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian, he who finds a wife finds what?
A good thing. Finds a good thing. Let me tell you, for me, it's different, right? Because to find a good thing, I mean, I was out there a while. I was single, you know, enjoying life. But when you meet that one person, right, that is ready for you to settle down. I mean, I knew I wanted to marry my wife, but in 2 months, 3 months, I proposed in 3 months. We got married in 2 years. And we've been married now going on 19 years, going on 20 years. But like she said, it has to be that the only reason why we're still together today is because of God. We've had some good times. We've had some bad times. There's rough patches just like anybody else. But I will tell you, man, that if you don't have God in your life and you don't have that common yoke between each other, you won't make it.
Wow. That's right.
But I praise God that we made it and we're still making it. You know, even though we're making some jokes of it now, we can look back and laugh at some of the things that we went through. But thank God.
Yes. Yeah. He who finds a wife, a stage play is a touching stage play. It will warm your heart with laughter, love, and a bit of drama. As a matter of fact, October 10th, 2015 at 5 p.m., you'll get to see this play live and in person at the Frederick Douglass High School Auditorium right there at 225 Hightower Drive, or they say Hamilton E. Holmes now. But you can purchase tickets at tcpraise.com. For more information, visit the website. Tamla, I got to ask you, I got one more question for you, Tamla, but I want to ask everybody that, you know, that social network. I'll start with you, Doc. You on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff?
Facebook.
Okay, cool. I got you. What's your Facebook? Can people still follow you and stuff? Or you full
yes,
with 5,000?
Yes, No, sir. I still have room for more. It's Doc Pierce on Facebook, DOC, last name Pierce, PIERCE.
Got you. What about you, Jay?
Yes, James Alfred Bush, Jr.
Wow. Damn. Y'all ain't on Instagram or Twitter yet?
Oh, I'm on Instagram, man. I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
Junior.
That's right. Junior.
I was waiting for one of y'all to say y'all can check out my MySpace page.
I know, right?
MySpace, bust up.
Latoya, what about you?
Hey, that's how it sounds. I need to close my eyes.
What's yours, Latoya?
Oh, okay. I'm Latoya Maddox on Facebook. On Instagram, Toya_mom31. And on Twitter, it's just Latoya Maddox.
Got you. Hey, guys, she said for Richard and for four. So, yeah, it's for Richard and four. Y'all better be right. Hollywood Weeks, what about you?
What's up? Well, you know, on Facebook, I'm Gentry Weeks. And on Instagram, I'm Star Quality.
Yes, you are. Oh, bam. And Princess, what about you?
On Facebook, it's Princess Elmore. And on Twitter, also Princess Elmore. Hit me up. Hey.
And Brian, what about you? Is yours Princess Elmore, too? You can be honest.
Oh, man. mine is Brian Elmore at Facebook. Mine is BElmore98 on Instagram. Mine is B98 on Twitter. You can hit me up on email at elmoreb98aol.com. I'm old school.
I'm rocking that AOL. Y'all are awesome. Tamla Coleman, I tell you what, October 10th is fast approaching. And we definitely want the auditorium full with not just our classmates, but some new friends and family to come through and hang out with us, some of our Real Talk listeners to come out. Why should people come hang out with us on October 10th?
Well, it's going to be an awesome play, and it's just going to just – it's just you're going to have some laughter, as you already heard tonight, a lot of laughter and love
yes.
and union. And what it is the focus is communication. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So those that come in, bring your husband, bring your wives, bring your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your fiancés, whoever, bring them on. And it's a family affair. So we're going to call it a family affair. So everybody can come in, and it's going
to
be a great, awesome show.
Man, my buddy Keith on.
What about
do
baby mama?
My buddy
baby
Keith.
Mama come?
Yes, I'm about to say
mama.
The baby mama can't come. They off limits or
somebody just said on social media, is it going to be dark in the auditorium? They want to bring their side piece.
You
ain't mentioned.
Yeah,
loud.
I was just remember
the
side piece.
They bring the side piece. They're going to want to be married when they leave the auditorium.
Well, I tell you what, I am looking forward to
everybody
it.
Come. Everybody
comes. Everybody comes. TCPraise.com is the website. And Tamla, I wanted to throw this out there right now. If you need somebody to host the play for you, open it up, do your intermission, and close it out for you, and introduce all of y'all. I'm your man. I got
wow.
the date locked
wow.
in my calendar. If
you
need me to do it, don't
yeah,
worry
yeah.
about it. It's no nothing needed. I will be there. If you need that person, I'm y'all person. Cool.
Awesome.
Oh, bless
you. Got it.
Yes.
You got the job. You got the job. Hallelujah.
Well, look
wow.
at God. Look at God. Look at God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Y'all
hallelujah.
Are crazy.
Happy, baby.
Oh, I did that right.
Oh man, shout out to Tamla. Princess, Brian, Hollywood Weeks, Latoya, Doc, James. Guys, it has been a pleasure. I'm telling you, if I can't get all, how many of y'all is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of y'all down to the morning show before this play, I'm going to be real mad because I gotta see all y'all.
I have
there,
an entourage that come with me. I got an entourage coming with me, so it's going to be more than 7.
Bring your camera crew and your bodyguard, all of them. That's fine. Just let us know what you need to drink or water, Red Bull, whatever. Hey, y'all get out of here. Go to bed. Y'all know it's past y'all bedtime.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, thank y'all.
Thanks, Mike.
Well,
appreciate
you,
brother. Thank you, man.
My pleasure, my pleasure. He Who Finds a Wife, ladies and gentlemen, 10-10-15. That's October 10th, 2015. 5 p.m. at the Douglas High Auditorium right there on Hightower. As a matter of fact, for more ticket information, all you got to do is visit the website, tcpraise.com. Or if you're in the mood, you can go to michaelmcfadden.com. We got the link up on the website. You can go there. You can purchase tickets. Come hang out with us. It's going to be a great time. And I tell you what, I'm definitely, definitely looking forward to it. Hold on. Somebody just hit me up and said, can I bring both of mine? Yes, you can bring both of your side pieces. You got two side pieces? Man, that's how y'all doing it now. Hey, Real Talk with Michael McFadden. We come back. Our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is in the building. We're going to talk some sports. It's been a minute since we hollered at Keith. And once again, shout out to Tamla Coleman and the whole cast of He Who Finds a Wife, Princess, Brian, Gentry, Latoya, Doc, James. I look forward to meeting y'all in person, and I look forward to seeing y'all on 1010. I had a song. What was I going to play? I had a song I was going to play. What was I going to play? I know. Is it cussing in it? I don't know. Did we take that? I don't know. So let's not play that. So we're going to play that. Oh, no. Where's my song? All right. We're going to play, since it's for the play, I'm sorry. Look, I'm prepared. Here. Our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is coming up. Yes, I just said that. Let's play this right here. Hey, Real Talk with Michael McFadden. We'll be back. After this quick song, I think, if I could ever find it. We got too many songs in our catalog. Bam, there we go.
I remember the first day I met you. We were so young. You were a blessing, and there was no guessing. You were the one. Love was so crazy. We had a baby.
told me should anything happen. I can hear you now. You told me if the sun comes up and I'm not home, be strong. If I'm not beside you, do your best to carry on. Tell the kids about me when they're old enough to understand. Tell them that their daddy was a good man. First anniversary, remember we chose a star. But as I stand under it, I can't help but wonder if you see it where you are. For whatever reason, we don't see the seasons change again. Go there with peace of mind, we'll meet on the other side. Cause true love don't end. Oh baby, if the sun comes up and you're not home, I'll be strong. I'll do my best to carry on. I'll tell the kids about you when they're old enough to understand. I'll tell them that their daddy was a good man.
Michael McFadden, show number 405. It's count, April 13th, 2015. Once again, shout out to Tamla Coleman and the entire cast of He Who Finds a Wife for hanging out with us today. Princess Brian, Gentry, Latoya, Doc, James. Looking forward to hanging out with y'all on October 10th, 2015. Doug High. If you want to come hang out with us at the play, come see a great production. Visit the website, tcpraise.com, or you can go to michaelmcfadden.com, grab the tickets from right there, all that good stuff. Our next guest is not really a guest because he hangs out with us each and every Monday night and Wednesday night. That's my partner. He's been down for a long, long time with us on the show. He ain't been here as long as Niecy, but he's right behind us. Ladies and gentlemen, in the building, our sports guy, Keith Roberts. What up, Keith?
Oh, what's going on? As you keep telling Niecy that we don't have the show, and we do, I'm going to eventually catch up.
Man, I said tonight, man, I said let's bring the entire cast back together, man. It's been a while, and just so happy to have you guys. Niecy was on earlier, crushed it. We had great guests today. Sounded like a 1978 chat line that you would, you know, find when you dial that telephone number, and it's 1,000 people on there. But
I was gonna say, I don't know what was going on that last episode or that last segment, but you guys were clowning.
I had to get
somebody
Doc,
said something
Doc,
about
I wanted to act it.
And did really somebody say something about wanting to bring two?
I know, right? The nerve of these people.
Crazy. I know, crazy.
Hey, man, welcome back, man. First of all, I know you're one of the happiest dads in the world because Caleb came home.
Yeah, he got a better vacation than I did. Disney World, SeaWorld, Florida,
I guess they seem like alligators in the backyard. So, and I had 10 days without them, and I had a list about a mile long of stuff that I was going to get done. God damn it, I didn't do nothing but sit on my the whole time.
Oh, man, so did you get a chance to see Furious 7 at least?
Did I say that one more time?
Did you see Furious 7?
No, I have not. Man, I don't get out to see movies that much. I don't have the attention span. But that is one with the numbers, and obviously it being filmed here in Atlanta. And I'm still trying to figure that out. I've never seen, I mean, we're on episode number 7 of this, and there's never been an opening this big. There's never been an opening this big before. Does it have to do with the death of Paul Walker, or is the movie just that good?
I think so. I think it was the death of Paul Walker that, you know, because they wanted to see how they was going to end the story. I think that was probably one of the main get-ups for, you know, how they was going to write Paul Walker out of the next film, because something tells me he's not going to be in 8.
Well, you never know. I've seen Tupac at Coachella, so you never know who you may see in the next movie.
You're right. But now they gave him a good send-off. And, you know, they left it open. I think they're going to take it to 10. They might as well. They're at 8. They're about to hit 8. So why not take it to 10?
You got two more, and the way they keep adding on stars, I mean, you know, they added The Rock and obviously Tyrese, and, you know, if they add another one or two, I mean, they, you know, they can keep that series going for a while.
Jason Statham was in this one.
Yeah, somehow now they've become like a tactical unit, though. I think when it started, I remember them racing, but now they look like they've like fallen out of helicopters, and so I guess they've advanced a little bit over time.
Right, technology's got better, the budget has gotten a lot better, so we can do more stuff. So, man, it's awesome to hear your voice, man. As a matter of fact, since we last talked to you, man, college basketball just finished their incredible season with Duke cutting down the nets again. The NFL draft is about 17 days away. And the NBA playoff time is here. And for once, the Atlanta Hawks are running for a title for real this time. And with the playoffs right around the corner, man, give us a few unsung heroes who could end up shaping the NBA playoffs.
Well, I mean, we all know LeBron James and Curry and Leonard and San Antonio. But there's a few all-stars and even starters that I looked at that could possibly make some noise in the playoffs and help the teams make a little run. And first is Sean Livingston, point guard in Golden State. We know about the Splash Brothers, but with Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala coming off the bench, he's kind of a little less unknown, and he's able to distribute the ball and score for some points for them. So if either one of them need a break, look for him to come in and make some moves for them. Next is Michael Carter-Williams. Everybody thought when he was traded to the Bucks for Brandon Knight that it was kind of the death of both of them, and it looked for a little while there like it was. But as bad as Milwaukee has been playing, and they have dropped in the seed, their numbers with Michael Carter-Williams have actually been better. So I think if he continues to play the way that he has, they should have some success there. Next, you're looking at Danny Green, the shooting guard from the Spurs. That offers them another elite wing defender, which, you know, out in the West with all the three-point shooters that they have out there, being able to get out and shut down that shot is huge for them. So adding him with Leonard is puts them in the perimeter, you know, defense, a formidable perimeter defense. And last but not least is your boy out here in Atlanta, Kent Bazemore. With Cephalosha look like out for the playoffs, Bazemore is going to get a little bit more playing time. He's a little bit more athletic. I think he's a rangy, more wingier defensive player like we just talked about. And he's actually a better three-point shooter. He's hit 38.8% of his three-points this year compared to 31% for Cephalosha. So I think maybe that, I think it's going to hurt a little bit on the defensive end. But on the offensive end, I think, is where we're going to see Bazemore add a little bit more to the team there.
Let's play a game that we like to play here on Real Talk with Michael McFadden, with our sports guy, Keith Robert. We call it Fact or Fiction, NBA edition this time. Let's start with the Rockets. Would the Rockets fall, will it affect James Harden's MVP chances this year?
I mean, you got to think fact, coming down towards the end there, I don't even know if he was clearly in the lead. And with the free fall, obviously, since Dwight Howard has been back, and the success that Stephen Curry has had. I think it is it's going to be Curry's, and I think that is a fact. The Rockets fall is definitely going to affect his chances.
Now, the San Antonio Spurs, man, right after the All-Star break, they play Atlanta here in Atlanta and blew Atlanta out here after the break. Those guys are number 7 in the Western Conference. Now they're number 2 in the West. Is that the best team in the NBA right now, the San Antonio Spurs?
I mean, you got to say right now they got to be the best team, obviously, with you know the way that they've been able to improve. You're going to look at the whole body of work. Again, you got to go with Golden State. But, you know, Popovich, he likes to keep them players healthy. And if they always seem to be as bad as they are, you know, during the year, when it comes playoff time, he's got them starters rested. It's that big three that are able to get out there. So, you know, I think in the end, I think fact, as of right now, they are the best team in the NBA.
Fact or fiction, will the return of Derrick Rose in Chicago allow them to jump to the third spot in the East?
This is both fact and fiction. I think they will jump to the third spot, and they're going to tie Toronto. But because of the archaic tiebreaker that they use, they will get the fourth seed. So we're going to go a little true-false with that one. Not that the fourth seed is necessarily going to be so bad, because that's going to keep them away from the Cavs till the finals in the East if they were to make it that far.
Now, in the West, man, the Pelicans are battling with the Thunder. And on yesterday, Russell Westbrook got a technical foul, which technically made him ineligible for today's game. Now, I don't know if they overruled that and said that he could play in the game, but technically he's supposed to be suspended for that next game. But the question is, will Anthony Davis or Russell Westbrook lead their team to the playoffs?
Well, speaking of that, they actually rescinded the technical, so he is able to play tonight. They're on right now. They were winning. In the end, I think it's going to be not Anthony Davis or Russell Westbrook, but I think it's going to be the supporting cast around Anthony Davis. And the schedule that they have for the remaining games, they're up big right now against, I don't even remember who they're playing, and Thunder are also leading too. But they have they're going to play some teams that it looks like they're going to be resting a lot of players here at the end. So I think by virtue of the schedule and the players around Anthony Davis, I think we're going to get to watch Anthony Davis make his first postseason appearance.
Fact or fiction, Dwight Howard charged with child abuse or not?
Well, according to the courts, it was fiction. So we'll leave that one to the courts. I think they wanted that. I think the NBA was smart. They seen what happened with the NFL, and they just said, "We're not even going to really talk about this. We're just going to let this slide, and we're not going to get involved." They seen what happened with the NBA, and I don't think they want that, because it's amazing the difference. I mean, you know, granted,
right,
there were pitchers and stuff like that with Adrian Peterson. And, you know, I mean, Dwight Howard's played this whole time. Granted, he's been injured. But, yeah, I mean, just I think they learned from what the NBA did. And so we're not going to get involved with this. Just keep this as low-key as we can. I think I had to scroll all the way down to the bottom of ESPN to find that story.
They had it buried, didn't they? Lord have mercy. They were real smart. Oh, man. Hey, before I let you get out of here, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, over the weekend, yesterday, as a matter of fact, man, during the Masters, we had the youngest Masters winner since Tiger Woods, man. Who got the green jacket yesterday?
Well, yeah, yesterday we had a 21-year-old Jordan Spieth. He was the first wire-to-wire winner in, I believe they said, 17 years. You know, it was Tiger Woods still holds the record as the youngest, and it's only by a couple months. But for this kid to dominate like he has at 21 years old, and he really hasn't came out of nowhere. He was second place last year. He's came in second in a few tournaments. Never won a Masters before. But the other nice thing was kind of seeing Tiger in contention. I actually sat down and I think I watched a good four or five hours of golf for the first time in like 2 years since Tiger has
played, and you know, and granted Tiger was 10 strokes back, but you know, it looked like he was in the picture somehow, but you know, he was, you know, in the end 10 strokes back, but that kid was just unbelievable the way he was able to, I mean, he looked like a young Tiger Woods. I mean, Tiger Woods out there, and that's kind of what they're comparing his game to. So we'll see if he can live up to that, and if he can bring the popularity to Tiger. I don't think we'll ever see a player as transcendent as Tiger Woods to be able to bring as many different people to the game as Tiger has.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. Watching some of the Masters over the weekend, my sister-in-law got a new house, so we're down in a new house, and they had the TV up, and I had the Masters on. And just watching Tiger, it was just good to see him back on the course. And when he mentioned at the press conference where he popped his finger back in place because he hit that root in the rough, I got a chuckle out of that one. But it was all good. But I tell you what, one thing I did learn from the Masters over the weekend, man, is that when I looked at the players out there, man, it seems like the Masters is getting younger and younger. These young kids out here really doing it, ain't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, it has become a lot younger game, you know, with you know, obviously the conditioning and the strength, you know, they're all in the gym working out. I mean, you look at the golfers 15, 20 years ago, we talking about, you know, Chichi Rodriguez, they smoking cigars as they coming down the course. And, you know, and Tiger was really that first one that, you know, turned it into an actual professional. And, you know, we saw him in the gym and, you know, we remember watching him coming up and, you know, he looked like he was ready to go fight in the boxing match and not play the 18th tee at the Masters. So it's, you know, and now that's where all these young kids are getting it from too. So I think that's why we're seeing so many younger kids, is their genetics and what they're able to do now with their game, plus the technology they have. I mean, you know, it's much easier for these younger kids to learn their stroke and, you know, I can set my phone up behind Caleb and we can work on his baseball swing in the backyard in 10 seconds. I mean, you know, so
exactly.
the technology and the advancement that these kids have nowadays is huge.
And I tell you what, the outfits are getting better, boy, because I was seeing them boys walk the green.
Man,
boy, I was like,
them boys were clean. Yes, the shoes, the ones that Rory McIlroy with that green, I was like,
yeah.
Them shoes are clean. I have a few green. I've seen a couple of my friends in New York, a couple of girls were watching it, and they said, best dressed Tiger and Rory. I was like, yeah, those outfits, they are coming out with, I guess they're trying to get some new customers for their golf. They gotta expand somehow.
Rory had that little green going through his shirt. I was like, man, he's killing it.
Well, that matched the green. That's matched the green that went to the shoes. That's what I said. I think I had some green that matches that shoes. I could go pick them up, take the studs out. I already hit Buckhead.
Now, you'd be cool if you walked around with the studs.
With the studs in, yeah. Just in case I got to slap somebody in the head, right? Oh, wait, can I say that out loud?
Yeah, here come Keith, y'all. Listen up. Hey, Keith Roberts, tell everybody how they keep attention to you, my man.
Hey, we make it nice and easy over here. /rsportsguy, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
All that good stuff, man. Welcome back, man.
Hey, it's good to be back. And I think I was on like a week or so ago, but we know you off in another world, getting up in the morning for the morning shows and all the all
I put
the
out my business out there,
red,
man.
Red carpet parties, and I see you. I can't even turn on my Facebook page without seeing you. That's why I may have to mute you.
Man, get out of here, man. Bye, man.
Bye. I'll let you guys enjoy the night.
All right. Peace. Our sports guy, please. Keith Roberts. All to say, our sports guy, welcome back. Welcome back, Niecy G. Oh, my goodness. It was great hearing the crew's voice back together again. Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 405. Also, got to say thank you to Pamela Coleman. He Who Finds a Wife is going down October 10th, 2015, 5 p.m. at the Douglas High Auditorium. For ticket information, all you got to do is visit the website, tcpraise.com, or you can go to michaelmcfadden.com to get more information. Also, shout out to the cast, Tamala, Princess, Brian, Gentry, LaToya, Doc, and James. I will see y'all in October. Hey, don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's the Tony and Greg Show with Michael McFadden, and we will be back here on Wednesday. Now, Wednesday, we down at Flirt on Wednesday, Monday. Y'all know. I'll send y'all the information when we back. Real Talk with Michael McFadden. We will see y'all later. Hey.
Yeah.
You know we had to do the remix, right?
DJ Drama.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my, oh my, oh, oh my God.